to do this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, good evening. This is the Overseas Connection podcast. I am Robin Tate. I'm in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. And this is episode 749 on the 3rd of September 2023. And we're off to a great start. And he comes to the last hurdle and shit's over. And the game is over and we're finished.
Thank you for listening.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. This is a very serious podcast about video games, life, the universe, and everything from a group of very mature adults who... Mature generally doesn't come into the description when you're talking to these people. I've got me. I'm Robin. We've got Kim. Hi, Kim.
Howdy,
We've got Pete. In the fungus, and we are doing this on a Sunday evening. In fact, we do this every Sunday evening, 9 o'clock in the UK. It's about that time, and you can get it on YouTube and Twitch and anywhere else that may stream stuff. And there's an audio version which comes out the very next day. So it's kind of cool. We do this at 9 in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in Central Time. Wow, that's good, isn't it? We're back. Yes, we are. Thank you, Boomer. The more Douglas Adams references, you have to watch out for those ones. I drop them in every now and again. In fact, if you look at the book that Douglas didn't write, you'll find that Bongo the Sane is hidden in there somewhere. Okay, birthdays. My goodness. Pete, in your family, you have a guy who's podcasting. I can see him up there on the screen right now. He's podcasting. And he's, I can't believe, Mike off the chins is 38 years old today.
That makes me feel old.
Isn't it? I bet you right now he's having a lovely drink. It's probably, you know, it's like getting his head smashed out with a gold brick wrapped in lemon.
He's eating lots of cheese today.
He's a cheese man.
He's a cheese man. He doesn't do him any good, though. He'll probably have the squits tomorrow. But, yeah, he's eating cheese, apparently, and he's been for a nice walk.
Oh, goodness.
He's had a nice birthday. Bless him.
Oh, bless him.
He's seen the outside. Pale little body.
Pale little body. What can you do with him? Well, happy birthday, Mike. It's funny, the way that Facebook works, it pops up the messages of your that day in history. And when I popped up the events, it's there, and it suggested a few photographs. And they are from EGX in Birmingham and London. Going back years, there was three photographs, and I couldn't believe it. Probably the first time that we met, and a few others. And, you know, I posted up, you know, we haven't changed a bit. But, I mean, that's going back now. Frig, 12, 15 years now. It's just kind of nutty. So happy birthday, Mike. And hope you don't have nightmares with that cheese. And an ex-member of the podcast who famously fell asleep while podcasting, Richard Primrose, his birthday, undefined year and of birth, but it's probably in his 80s. DJ extraordinaire Richard Primrose will have his birthday on the 4th. And long-time listener and community member Kevin Hayward, he has his birthday on the 7th, and I'm happy to report that he is older than me. Are you reaching into the screen, Kim? Are you reaching in?
He's 79. Yeah.
56. Fuck off. He's 56. So happy birthday, you guys, and I hope you make it to your next one.
Happy birthday! Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
gentleman is not recognized.
And there's birthdays. Hey, Kim, do you know what it is? It's the beginning of September. Summer is over. It was here for 3 weeks, and it's gone again. And that means it's calendar time. It's calendar time. It's calendar time. Let's get going. It's calendar time.
And this will give me a little bit of Greg vibes. I'm not sure if you'll agree with me. But anyway.
Tank top.
We have Dave and Atari. And I swear he kind of looks like Greg.
Oh, no. Yeah,
oh, don't say that. He'll get all flattered.
I know, right?
Okay, it's a wee bit in the face.
Yeah, a little bit in the face. I'm not sure Greg's
The left peck like is right, but the other one, his other peck is probably twice that size. It's unbalanced. I've seen it. It's like one hanging down and one up. You know, it's kind of weird.
Robbie knows. He shared a room with him.
Yeah, I mean, like that photograph. That photograph I took of him in the room in Las Vegas with the Trump Tower in behind early in the morning. It disguised the droopy boob. So, you know, I've never seen moobs like it. You know, really, I'm sure he won't mind me saying, but he actually does wear a bra, but he doesn't, you know, it's hidden, well hidden, very slim. So it's Dave and Atari.
Dave and Atari, yeah.
Where is Atari?
I think that's the cat in the bucket. Unless his name is Dave and the guy's name is Atari.
Oh, I've spotted the bucket. I just didn't see the bucket. Seriously, I was so caught up in the man's 6 million pack there.
I know, yeah.
God.
Yeah,
I thought that's where the cat was hidden under his roll.
Frig me. Okay. Well done, Atari, and that's excellent. So that's I'm glad it titillates you at the beginning of each month. Do you get excited about turning the page? Or do you at the beginning of the year?
That's sad my life is, you know.
At the beginning of the year, do you look at all of the photographs first? Or what do you do?
I actually do, to see if, you know, like my favorite one is in there or not.
You just
know,
in case you don't make it to the end of the year. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like people. Right. So, you know, we had a little bridging placement there quite recently. This 5-year-old was being sent to bed. And he was complaining quite a bit. He was only with us for a few days. He was complaining quite a bit that he was getting sent to bed before Jasmine and the other people in the house, and so he says, "Well, because you're younger, you know, that's why you're being sent to bed." And he says, "That's not right. Fucking fair." 5-year-old.
Like my nephews.
It's like a 5-year-old classic.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So okay. Well, that's calendars. So let's talk about stuff that we have been making a mess of.
Okay.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. So, elephant in the room. I wasn't here last week, but I was online and I was in this room and I was over there. So let me explain. And a half apology. Last week was a bank holiday in the UK, and for quite a while now I've had, it's all the Americans' fault, I've had Americans complaining that the Thursday night race at Bonga Racing is lunch hour, about 4 o'clock or so for them, and a lot of them aren't getting home from work, and is it possible I could run another race late on in the evening to help them out? No,
hang on, Robin.
Yes.
So you've put that before the show.
I did, because it was a special American emergency. It was an American emergency.
Blame the Americans.
Yes, and I had to help them out. So we ran a three-way last Sunday evening, and we had a great following, and I'll show a bit of it later on. It was a three-way. In fact, it was so successful, we ran a three-way last night as well. We've repeated it, so you could say it was a six-way with no reach-arounds, and it was extremely successful. So I apologise, it won't happen that often, but it was just because it was a bank holiday, I could stay up late with the Americans, and which I did. And so I apologise, not apologise, but I had that to do. So please forgive me. Please forgive me.
You know.
Yeah, you're always on the show. You're always on the show, boy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Out. So that's out of the way. That's out of the way. So that's me. Pete, what have you been up to? What are you doing with yourself? Because you've been extremely busy and extremely challenged with stuff just at the moment. So tell us what you can.
Work's been a bit weird the past couple of weeks because people have had the notices for redundancy, and you know being part of the meetings for those has been a bit of an emotional roller coaster for some, and yeah, it's just been a bit weird at work. So I'm not going to go off on about it, but
it must be very stressful, you know.
Yeah,
it must be that sitting down and telling people that they're not going to have a job, and knowing as well somewhere down the line that you're probably on that block as well.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'll finish on November the 30th.
Okay.
I haven't. It's not official, but I think that's going to be the date around the 30th of November. There's some people. There's a woman who's worked here, and it's the only job that she's had in this country, coming from Jamaica, and she's been here for over 30 years.
So what's she going to do? And where else are you going to go? Yeah,
she's close to retirement now. So she's only going to work part time now up until her retirement. She's only got a couple of years left. But you know, it's just that sad. Like, you know,
OnlyFans.
Say that for her.
She could do that. Recommend that to her.
People have worked here for years, years and years and years. So it's a shame seeing everybody, leaving. Some are leaving on the end of October. Some, like myself, leaving at the end of November. And yeah, that'll be it then. It'll be the end of the saga. But yeah, it's just one of those. So as well as that, I've been on the boat. I've got a floor, which I'm so glad about.
Sorry, we'd love to hear about it and watch it. We really would, but we're all sitting there. I'm looking every day at my YouTube feed going, God, there's other boat videos popping up here, but I'm not going to watch them. Maybe I will. Yeah. Maybe I'll watch another long boat video. Oh, no, I won't. I'll be faithful to Pete.
I just don't have time. It's just been a weird couple of weeks. So I just don't have enough time. I put out a little video about the day boat hire that we had, but I've got to put together the trip that we had back from Stoke. We brought it back. But now, working on the boat, looking at the present day, we've got a floor. So all of the floors installed. You can walk from one end of the boat to the other, and it's great.
It's not wet.
It's all brand new.
Nice.
It's nice.
Lovely.
So we've started installing the bulkheads, which are the partition walls along the boat. So today I finished the kitchen. They call it the galley. So we'll finish the kitchen, and then I'm going to be moving on to now the partition between the living area and the toilet area, first of all, and then it moves on to the shower and then the bedroom.
Good idea not to have the toilet in the living area. It might be convenient to chat while you're sitting there, but maybe not the best for privacy.
Come out would be great. I mean, I'd just put a towel over me and I could just do that.
Oh, Jesus, no. I mean, I was three rooms away from you and I could smell you. Man, fuck me. No.
So, I'm installing the bulkheads at the minute, and that's where I'm at with that. I've had a Zoom call with the electrician, an Arabos electrician, who's quite popular on YouTube. He's got quite a lot of videos and a lot of followers. And it was really weird just to be talking to some YouTube royalty. I'll pay you a consultancy fee just to help me along with the wiring, and I'm probably spoiling bits that I'm doing, but anyway,
doesn't matter.
It was just really nice just to have that chat with him. We had a good hour and a half with him, just, you know, talking about things, getting to know each other, and then obviously talking about wiring and requirements and all that jazz. But that was really cool. So I got to speak to Martin. That was great. His channel is the Narrowboat Electrician. And one thing I forgot to put on my project timeline was flooring. I put flooring as far as subfloor, but I didn't put a top cover, which is our laminate floor. So I completely forgot that, which has put me back another week. What can I do? So I've been looking at laminate floor. I've had some samples.
So that's these. Probably can't see them on the camera. Yeah, they're disappearing. Walnuts and oaks and whatever. So I'm going to put laminate floor down soon. And I've been buying a bunch of power tools and looking at toilets. That's
exciting stuff.
It's one of those, isn't it? I had a form that needed a signature for work, and it needed a witness, and it can't be a colleague, ideally, and it can't be any member of the family, and obviously my wife. And I've not seen anybody else, so it's really difficult to find someone's on this. I'm not really doing anything apart from work and being on this boat, but there we go. It's been enjoyable, though. I've had a real steep learning curve with this boat, and I've really learned a bunch of new tricks, and I'm so glad I'm doing it, because I don't know, it's put me out of my comfort zone. It's made me feel uncomfortable, and I like that, because you learn new skills. You get to the things that you've never done before, and you pull your hair out, you get a bit stressed, or you say, oh, sod this, I'm giving up for today, and I'm going to get somebody else. I'm going to pay someone to do it. And then you think about it. No, I'm going to crack on. And then, I've enjoyed putting myself out my comfort zone. So I've enjoyed it so far. But that's me. That's what I've been up to so far.
Excellent. Kim?
Well, Lord has a very important question. He wants to know if the boat is still afloat then. And obviously it must be if you're putting, flooring and stuff in it, right?
It's still floating. It is. Thanks, Lord. Lord's one of the followers as well on my channel. So, if you're not following already, if you search on YouTube, Tiller and Rudder Narrow Boat, you'll be able to find our channel then. But it'd be good just to get a few more subscribers, just to at least to get, I'd like to get to 1,000.
Where are you now? Where are you?
I think it's 540 now,
which
from 3 videos.
I think that's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, you're 100, you're more than 100 ahead of me. But again, that's a very different thing. But it's fantastic. Yeah. And you can monetize in some parts now. You can do stuff like that.
You could do some more with 1,000.
Yeah, an awful lot. Well, you start to earn money from advertising. But at this point, you can have a shop to sell the Tiller and Rudder t-shirts.
Well, dear listeners, think about it. I'm going to be out of a job. I'm going to be a little poor jobless ginger boy tooting along on my little diesel boat. So any subscriber,
Pete really will start an OnlyFans now.
Yeah, well, I'm not being monetary about it, but it's also a way that you can actually supplement that, get it ready now so people can give you a wee tip, a pound, buy you a coffee, buy a t-shirt.
I have set up one of those channels, a Buy Me a Coffee thing, but I don't feel like I've produced enough videos to even get into introducing that. But it's all there, and I'm sure you're thinking of those things as well, Robin. But it's nice to have in the pipeline, isn't it? And I'm just going to take things. I've got to manage it along with everything else that I've got to do in life, I suppose. And I can't put that first. I've got to do everything else.
So. Yeah. Judith asks me every day, how well is it going? How many subscribers are you? I say, a couple more. And every day it's, one or two more. That's kind of the way it is. And every live stream I do or every video goes up, you get a few more. But I have to admit, it'll be September, October is about a year. It's been one of the hardest things, and she laughed at me and says, one of the hardest things I've ever done to try and get to a goal.
Do you feel like it's pressure?
The community's brilliant, but now it's not just me throwing up streams and videos. I've got this whole community and races and little leagues going, and races a couple of nights a week and that sort of stuff. That's pressure. And to be happy and bongo when I'm there. And also not to drive like a dick. So I also have to try and get better at it, just like you're getting better with your skills, and people will see that as you progress, that stuff that was difficult at the beginning of your journey will get easier and easier, and you'll not think twice about changing batteries or flooring or doing something with the toilet in a year's time. It'll be part of the daily life. It'll, you know, from that. So, but just to keep at it and keep producing content and interesting stuff. And I constantly think about it. Constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually take it personally as well when I can't get it out there in time. You know, I set myself a target in putting a video out there once a week. And now I've gone past that. It's been quite a long time.
I wouldn't worry about it. It's a different thing. I mean, people, you know, people, what I've also learned is people are not sitting, well, I know we're giving you a bit of a joke here, but people aren't sitting for Thursday at 8 o'clock to see Pete's video. They're just not.
Yeah.
And they'll take it when they get it. And, you know, you don't.
Yep.
So, you know.
But you know, when you set yourself targets, and I'm very target driven. I like doing things through, you know, I like setting myself targets. I like doing that. It's just one of my traits. So to not achieve it, it probably aggravates me more than anything else.
But take a note. That's part of the story. You know, the worst thing you can say when you come onto a video, I'm sorry we haven't made a video in a while, it's the worst thing you can say, because people don't care. And that video might last for years. So forget about that stuff. Forget about it altogether and just
no, that's just true. Do it. So. That's true.
Sorry, we're talking to the side here.
No worries.
So is there
I do think you're on a thing, though. Like you said about being on and being all the time. I think that's when people start with this YouTube thing, oh, I'm going to be a YouTube star. They don't think about that they've got to be...
And it's not gonna, when they're on but there. You also have to be genuine as well, and I am most of the time that genuinely positive guy that has a giggle and a laugh and says inappropriate things, and I'm not very woke and all that sort of stuff, and that's part of the me. It's not my, which is part of my brand, but it's if you want to call it that, but that's part of what people buy into. It's this older guy that's racing and having a bit of a laugh as he goes along and sharing his experiences, so... that's not difficult, but it's when you watch some of the stuff that's out there, and they're all like the intro to the show tonight. That's theatrics, and if you're like that all the time, you can't keep that up forever.
Right.
So you have to be genuine. Yeah. Like you with a sandwich, that's genuine, man. Genuine in the car, shivering in the cold. With gloves with finger bits out of them and stuff. You know, I remember this stuff. But here, look, just when you get it out, get it out. So, okay, you're talking about targets. Is there a target to actually spend a night in the boat?
Not yet. I mean, I set myself a target to finish the project, which was around the middle of November. Being set back... a week with the laminate flooring and one or two other things, it's looking more like December now. Okay. And luckily, where I live, where I work, as I've said before, and I've been given an extension to stay here after I've finished my employment here.
Okay.
Which it allows me to stay.
Oh, in the house.
Stay. Yeah. Yep. It allows us to stay till the end of February, if maybe. So we've got options. You know, we could stay if we wanted to on the narrowboat if we get it completed of Christmas. But if we don't, it's not the end of the world because we can be here. It's I suppose the toughest thing is it's getting to that point, isn't it? When do you start to get rid of your dining room table? When do you start to get rid of your settee? And because we have got to minimalize so much.
Well, I suppose even if you sort of make, you know, 2nd of January is the first day in the longboat, and you have until the end of February to sell all the stuff that's in the house. At least you can make use of that time for that.
So it's working out which way we're going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cool. Brilliant. Brilliant. Kimster. Have you been suffering from tornadoes? Have you been suffering from heavy rain? Were you at the Burning Man? Were you one of the environmental? Were you one of the environmental protesters that got happily ran over? Were you one of the?
No, I was none of those. I mean, we had the week from hell because we lived in a 125 degree heat for a while. But it's been a very quiet week. I haven't had the kids, which has been weird.
Lovely.
So, you know, it's been one of those weeks where I sat there and looked at myself and, okay, what the hell do I do now? So
play games.
Right?
Water the horses.
Right. And I did that. And I watched you race while I watered the horses. So there was that.
Have they grown any?
Right. Yes, they have. Unfortunately, they're bigger assholes than they were before. No. you know, no, last week was just a weird week. I was tired most of the time, so I didn't feel like doing anything. So, I mean, other than this stuff that I always have to do. But, yeah, it's, I don't know, it's weird. We do have an end date for my sister. She's got a new job. She starts the 25th, which means that's when my schedule changes. And
okay.
I won't have the kids as much, and I'll have more free time. And it sounds like my weekends will be free now. So, hey, there's that. So, yeah. So, after the 25th of this month, I guess freedom is going to be here.
And did I see you playing with your new pussy? Did you have a new pussy or two?
I don't have a new one, per se, but I did get Frida spayed. So I've got more kittens, you know, so if anybody wants a kitten.
Okay. Breeding like kittens.
Yeah, more kittens. I have more kittens than what I know what to do with, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't think it'd be ethically responsible to send one all the way to Birmingham.
Probably not, no.
Be interesting, wouldn't it? Put a webcam in the box. See what happens.
A webcam and an Apple tag.
Yeah, Apple tag.
Right.
And then with GPS streaming all the way. Give a class. I like that.
Anyway, that's me this week. It's been a lot of just doing stuff and being exhausted and sitting there at night going, I should get up and play a game, but then sitting on the couch and falling asleep.
Yeah, I know that one. It's hard.
Right. Exactly.
I'm doing it right now, even thinking about it. It's like reading a book to Jasmine at nighttime.
Right.
Oh, that's,
yeah, I've caught myself doing that one too.
And every time I read her book, I start yawning. And I've maybe mentioned it before, but there's this book called Do Not Yawn. And it's a bedtime storybook. And every time I read it, it's about this wee kid that's not supposed to go near fluffy animals or warm pajamas because it'll just make him yawn. And if he yawns, it'll be pajamas and bedtime stories. And every time I yawn all the way through it. And she thinks it's part of the book, but it's just me. I'm just right. Nice. Yawn. Yeah. Okay, well, for me, away a week or so, last week we did have that little bank holiday thing, which was lovely. The kids started back on school then on Tuesday, and things, you know, the lions have finished again, so we're up and going. We are doing a bit of changing around in the house. Yesterday, well, we had a lot of the house painted while we were away on holidays, and the room that was T's downstairs has been cleaned, redecorated, redone, and we've moved Charlie from his big room into this medium-sized room downstairs because we're going to put like a sweatshop for children in the bigger room. No, we're going to put we're going to put two beds in there as well so we can get some more foster kiddies in. And then the little foster kid room that we had is going to be Jasmine's room. So so we moved Charlie down yesterday. He was a bit hesitant, but to reward him, I went and I bought a 44-inch TV and we mounted it on the wall for him now. And
nice.
That's all right, Dad. That's okay.
Back in the good
bribery room. Always helps.
Yeah, and it's a good room. But we tell you, so a lot of hoofing about and lifting yesterday. I am looking forward to spending a bit of time with him and my older boy, Joshua. And on Friday of this week, I have a short week this week, we head off to Germany for our first of our two German trips. So we're going to Nürburgring, the race circuit, which is part of... So the Nürburgring, the Formula One cars race there. But there's a part of it where you can turn left off the main circuit and it turns into the Nordschleife. And this is a very, very long old circuit that normal people like you and I can drive a Honda Civic up there and pay $40 or 40 euros and we can race or drive around this Nordschleife. There's tons and tons of videos about the Nordschleife. So there's a 12-hour GT3 race, which is the cars that I race. And it's 6 hours on Saturday, 6 hours on Sunday. But on Saturday and Sunday, there's also a demonstration being done by Red Bull, the team. And they have some of the screaming Formula One cars, and they're going to be racing around the full Nordish life there. So we're going to have some Formula One stars of the past. Daniel Ricciardo was supposed to be there, but he's broken his arm quite badly, so he's not going to be there. But ex-Formula One champion Sebastian Vettel and quite a few other ones will be there. So that's going to be a great experience for me to be at another race circuit. So soon after Monza. Funny, Monza Formula One was on today. And thinking, yeah, Charlie, we were there. He was saying, Dad, we were there 3 weeks ago. We were just there. So we go on Friday. I think we come back on the Monday. So we fly into Cologne. We stay in Cologne overnight, pick up the car, drive up to the Nürburgring on Saturday. So that should be a good experience. That's the
Can I ask, are you going to be patriotic to Germany and hire a German car as opposed to the Fiat that you
my Ferrari family car. It's from the Ferrari family. Okay. So
what is it this time? Is it a BMW?
I don't actually remember. I think it could be a Golf. Actually, I can't remember.
That's BMW,
I can't remember actually what I've hired, but it's extremely cheap to hire a car. I looked at the train because you can take a train and stuff like that there, but it was like 40 euros, 45 euros for the 2 days or 3 days. And from a reputable Perskin.
So it's a Charlie and Joshua really interested in racing just as you are?
Yeah. So, I mean, Joshua's on his night shift at the moment. He's away off. He woke up there at, you know, his 4 o'clock or whatever to get ready. But he comes straight out to do his championship Formula One race out here, the league that he's in. And then as soon as he's done, he's away off to work. So, yeah, Formula One-wise, both of them.
That's cool that you get to spend that time in them then. Yeah. That's great.
So that's the first. And then in October, we go back to Germany, to Dortmund in Germany, and we're going to the sim racing equivalent of EGX. So all of the sim racing YouTube stars from around the world will all be there, plus lots of companies with the latest, greatest kit.
So where's that? Dortmund.
We have to fly into Dusseldorf. And again, I looked at a train and I went, frigate. Autobahn in car. Let's go.
City in Westphalia.
Dortmund.
Okay.
Dortmund. Cool. If you're a footballer, it's a big name in Dortmund. Dortmund Gladbach or something. Is that what it is? Something like that? I have no idea. So that's
kind of the worst person in football.
So yeah, that's coming up. So I'll have to get all the paperwork sorted out for that, and hopefully that's a good time that old daddy can spend with his young boys. And
that's great.
Fun then. So okay. That's that. Do we have new stuff for new releases, Kim? We'll talk about some gamies here.
Oh, yeah, for our monthly games. Yeah, we got a few.
I won't play a game.
You no, are games one gold pathetic anymore because, loser.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, no, it's gone, yeah. Alrighty, for your PlayStation Plus for September, we have Saints Row, which
stop
is...
Stop you now. Stop. The Saints Row developer, I think it's Volition, they've been shut down.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's why I'm kind of getting a little heat from this, is because Volition was just shut down. Mm. And here they are giving away their game. You don't know. Maybe it was just coinky dink. I don't know. But anyway, we have Saints Row this month, Black Desert Traveler Edition, and Generation Zero for your PS Plus games for this month. I don't know. None of them really stand out for me, but who knows? I'll probably download them anyway because they're free. Yeah. Amazon Prime games for this month. Jesus criminy.
Uh-huh.
Football Manager 2023, Osmondius, Bronze Age Empire Sim, Absolute Tactics, Daughters of Mercy, Dexter Stardust, Adventures in Outer Space. Probably not on the level of Starfield, but maybe. Shotgun King, The Final Checkmate, Unsolved Case, Murderous Script Collector's Edition, 100 Days, Winemaking Simulator.
What?
That one's a good one for Tank Top.
Really?
I'm just saying.
A winemaking cylinder. Put in Google. What is this going to go into the detail of picking grapes, is it?
Or
is it throw grapes in barrel with other ingredients, walk away, come back 1 month later? Is that or 2 months later, whatever it is?
Not sure. And your Epic Games so far for this month, we have Cave Story Plus until the 7th, and then after that, you'll have Spell Drifter for the 7th through the 14th.
I really enjoyed Cave Story, but I don't know what Cave Story Plus is.
Not sure.
Mm. Okay. All right.
It's free.
It's free. Okay. Mm. Look, well, I have me lined up at this moment in time, so I'm going to get me out of the road because it's all about me. So we'll get this going here. Oh, maybe we're already there. Goodness, we're not looking at us at all. Okay. So, while I was away cheating, I done my ACC race, and I done it in Mount Panorama, which is in Australia, which is this big, long stretch, and it's up the hill. And I started off, I qualified in sixth. I done a stupid Robin thing, a Robin move, and I spun myself out. No damage, went down to 15th, and got back to 5th, which is was a good race, which was good for me. I'm not doing as much, I'm still doing my weekly ACC races, but it's not just as important to me just at the moment because I'm getting as much pleasure out of the community racing as I am from ACC, or as an LFM, sorry. I am 213th in the championship so far. We're almost halfway through the season, which is pretty good. Out of, 5,000 odd people, and I'm also up in division. So, that's been good. So, yes, we've done 2-3 ways, this was for the Americans, and it's really caught on. And the idea behind the three-way is most races are usually like 45 minutes or an hour or whatever it may be. So I've done three classic British circuits, Brands Hatch, Oldham Park and Snetterton. And there was 5-minute qualifying. That's like all or nothing. So that's like your one warm-up lap, and you might get 2 hot laps in, but probably only 1. So you have to really perform. And then a 15-minute sprint race, really, really fast. So 5 quali, 15-minute race, and bump, 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 the three races. And it was brilliant crack, brilliant fun, because it was a quick, short dash, and away you went. And the racing was tight and cool. And in this race here that's on the video right now, which is the third race in Brands Hatch, it was brill. And I believe I won this one. But I was fighting with this chap, Roger, in the Porsche, tooth and nail all the way through it. And it was absolutely yummy. When you get a good race like that, the adrenaline goes and it's all really cool. And to put it into perspective, Roger Leopardi, he's from Florida, fantastic teacher and fantastic driver, sim racer, and he has been brilliant. But 10 months ago, I couldn't get near him. I was nowhere near him. And there's a nice little clip in this video. It was mentioned during the race. It was from Star Wars. It's I once was the pupil. Now I am the master. Because I got past him. But no, he's fantastic, and he's been a brilliant community member, and helps old farts like me to improve. And he looks at how you race, follows you around, and he's absolutely brilliant. So, and that was really, really chuffed to race so closely and so well with him. So.
That's cool.
This week our race is at Nürburgring, of course, because I'm going to be there on Friday as a 45-hour race. And one thing that's coming up, I've been invited, and the Bongo Racing community have been invited to do a endurance race. It's a 2-hour, which isn't long for endurance, but 2-hour. I've never raced a 2-hour race before. I've never done anything longer than an hour. And it's a 2-hour endurance race at Silverstone. It's at the end of September. And I'm teaming up with the same guy, Roger, here. And that's a new thing for me as well. So we will swap drivers through the race as well. You'll come into the pits and it'll be a driver swap. So that's going to be really, really kind of cool too. So I'm looking forward to that. So lots going on there.
Don't you think that would be really tiring? I mean, I've seen you at some of the end of these videos. when you've crashed and, when you've got to the end of this race and you're under pressure and you're trying to gain a certain position, you're zapped of energy.
So yeah. Consistency.
An endurance race for 2 hours that you've never done. Yeah. Is this something that you could practice for beforehand?
Well, we'll practice the strategy and the pit stop stuff, we'll see how we get on. So Roger hasn't done a 2-hour race either. He hasn't done the driver swap either. So, I mean, how we've pushed these guys on is like before they were just doing little short sprint races, and now they're quite happily doing the 45-minute races with pit stops. Pit stops was a thing that these guys never done before, and we're all learning now, and it's great to see everybody coming on. And
I can imagine it to be like at the end of Extra Life,
Completely zapped. Yeah, and you know, there's guys like Jardier, one of the top guys. I mean, he's every other weekend he's doing like 24 hours with a team of three guys. There's lots and lots of these same guys do long, you know, 6 and 8 hours is pretty common. Like the race I'm going to on Saturday is a 6 hour race on Saturday and 6 hour race on the Sunday. So yeah, cool. So lots going on, looking, having fun still, and long may it continue. So that's what I've been at that way.
Cool.
I haven't continued on with my stuff, my portal, but I will get back to it. I'll probably play some of that on the plane while I'm traveling here again. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, let's have a look. Greg, Robin's done that. Okay. Mark, his name's on here.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I am surprised at you, Kim.
You are.
I thought, and maybe it's because it was Mass Effect syndrome, that that you would have had Starfield on this list.
I know. I thought about it, but I didn't plunk down the $35 for the whatever the hell it is to get play early.
Earlier. Yeah.
So when can, because I have it down, believe it or not, I have it downloaded on the Xbox.
Right.
Because it's part of Game Pass.
Right.
So when can normal plebs that aren't going to spend money on the very latest to play it early and go away for the weekend, when is that available to
folk
like me? The 6th.
Yeah, it'll be the 6th. Yep.
The 6th.
Yep.
So during those 6 days, they can iron out some of the bugs, give it a quick patch, and I'll be no worse off.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be talking about Starfield in a little while because... Oh, there's a cat. Behind you. It's behind you. Okay, so I'm surprised. Okay, so yeah. You've been in some more Call of Duty?
Yes. I played that today. I played a little Diablo 4. I'm still working on the side quest. Problem with that is, and I know I made fun of Mark for it, but I'm getting a little burnout on Diablo.
User bound to be.
Yeah, I think the problem is because I mainlined the story because I thought, you know, I was going to need the story done and all that. And so now I'm going back and picking up the side quests and opening up the rest of the map. But I don't have I got to finish the story to push me along. So now I'm getting a little burnout, I guess, because it's kind of the same stuff. You go, you kill a bunch of bad guys, evil things, whatever, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I don't know. Maybe it's just the mood I'm in. I don't know. But I'm kind of a little burnout in Diablo 4 already.
Yeah, okay. Well, when how many hours have you put into it?
Not nearly as many as Mark, but I don't know.
This is the Mark way.
He goes
completely bunkers.
Balls deep.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Like I said, if I'd had the story to kind of push me along, then maybe I wouldn't be this way. But with the story being over, now I'm just going back and opening the map and doing the side quests and all that stuff. And now it's starting to kind of wear on me a little, maybe. Mm. So, I don't know. Who knows? You may hit me up next weekend and I may be back in love with it again. But for right now, I'm just not feeling the whole Diablo thing at the moment. So.
Okay. But you've also went back to an old favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, I was kind of feeling like I wanted to play something, but I didn't know what. So I still have the Blood and Wine DLC for The Witcher 3 that I have yet to finish. So I fired that up yesterday, and I still had a couple of, like, random side quests to do. One of them was, like, the Warrior's Path, where you've got to go do these two-path things and get things at the end of the path and bring them back to this guy. Because apparently this thing has never been done by anybody before, because they always end up either being killed or drowning or whatever. So I went and I did that, and I think I did one other. And I played it for a little bit, and let me tell you, to go from something like Diablo 4 and then go back to Witcher, it messes with you a little bit, because, you know, in Diablo, you're like top-down looking at it, and...
Of course, you're third person here.
And with Witcher 3, you know, you're third person, and you know, you're... I'm trying to figure the buttons back out again, so poor Geralt looked like he was drunk, because I was trying to remember what was jump, and what was swing the sword, and yada, yada, yada. But it was fun, and I enjoy The Witcher, and I think I'm going to have to fire it back up again and at least finish the DLC, because I've had it since release, and I'm still not freaking done with it. So, I mean, I'll never fully be done with it because there's still so many damn question marks on the map that it just does my head in. So I'll never get all those done. So, I need to at least finish the last remaining DLC because according to everybody, that's actually probably the better DLC, even though the other one was pretty good too. So,
and it's actually the bigger good storylines, good story in it that you can get sucked into.
So it was fun to slip back in with Geralt and do the thing. So,
okay.
Good. And then that was pretty much it for me. I played a little, like I said, played a little COD this morning. I'm still trying to catch up with Anthony because the little shit's still like a level 148. And I just turned, 134, I think? So, got a ways to go yet before I catch up with him. So, that's it for me. So.
And Pete, do you, Gauntlet Slayer Edition, is this a thing that you played?
This was available on the PS Plus list for last month.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not played Gauntlet for absolutely years. And me and an old friend of mine, we played Gauntlet 1 and 2 on the Amstrad CPC 464. So, the one with the built-on tape deck next to the keyboard. And there's around 100 levels, I think, on Gauntlet. And every time you complete a level, you'd have to press play on the keyboard, and you'd have to wait about 7 minutes for your level to come on. And I think the furthest that me and my old mate Paul got was about 94, and I think the tape was faulty, and it completely crashed on us. We spent like days in the 6 weeks holidays. I left it on overnight just to, you know, because you could pause the game. I think you press whatever it was, enter or space bar or whatever, and it had paused. And so to see this again, and I saw it on the list, and I was just like, do you know what? I'm gonna download it and just see.
I remember
we love this.
I remember playing the standard version when this came out a few years ago, because Gauntlet was one of my
2014. Was it really?
A few years ago, because Gauntlet would as a kid that the 4-player game in the arcades was just fabulous, and even the noises, you know, when you went down the door and everything, and what was the name? The soldier needs food, you know, all that sort of stuff. Was class, but it was a coin eater. You know, you could go on for ages, but you were stuffing coin after coin after coin in it.
The arcade version was, I think it was almost exactly the same as the Amstrad version, wasn't it? But like you say, you spent loads and loads of money because you couldn't survive maybe more than eight, nine levels.
And when you think about it, Gauntlet original back then, the game that you guys have been playing, that you have the sword and you have to kill everything. Vampire bitches from outer space. What's it called again? Vampire Slayer?
Survivor?
Vampire Survivor. Okay. The way those hordes of hundreds came at you, that was very like Gauntlet as well. So there's so there's some influences from Gauntlet there too. No, okay. Well, that's good. You got playing. Good.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be as good as what it is. Oh. I thought that it would be, you know, it's bird's eye view, top down look, and I thought it would be simplistic, but the graphics are almost, I wouldn't say they're as advanced as Diablo 4, but
yeah, but it's that style.
They're very polished. You know,
it
you
looks
can
really
see
good. Yeah,
the definitions of the characters and the rooms are great, and there's a bit of a story there as well. Actually, you've got to locate. I think it's a sword for a wizard. Tier Fing, his name is
Wizard,
and. Yeah, you've got to locate this sword down the bottom of this dungeon, and there's God knows how many levels, you know, to get to this. Mm. And I, the reason I downloaded it, and I thought, do you know what? I'll see if my son enjoys the first one or two levels. He's blown away with it.
Cool.
He likes Cuphead. He likes those, you know, grinding games with repetitions and
Diablo.
You die easily and start all over again. Well, I've got to be careful because of his age. So
I suppose so.
I mean, there's a bit of blood splatter, but not.
Yeah, it's cartoony
not
stuff here.
Not too noticeable. So when he's only 10, so Diablo is probably a bit too much. But this is great for us too, and we've worked our way down. I think we're on level 10 now. I think it's great. It's just fabulous.
Didn't you play the Minecraft adventure game together? Didn't you? You did it. Minecraft
Dungeons. He got to a ridiculous level. He's got it on the Switch, and he ended up being like level 200 and something, which is just
great game. Wow.
Insane.
Really,
yeah, it's just like. So when I joined in on his levels, because I was about 76, I just couldn't compare. I couldn't compete with the opponents that he was facing. It was just I was dying within 2 seconds of being in battle. So, this is a fresh thing for us.
Cool.
We've gone away from Hogwarts a little bit. He's still enjoying that as well. That is an enormous game. That is Hogwarts, but we've ended up playing Gauntlet. And the other thing we're looking forward to as well, apparently on the horizon, there's a Super Bomberman R2 coming soon, if it's not already out. So we're looking forward to finishing Gauntlet, and then I'll buy that on PlayStation, and we can play that campaign. It's very they're very simplistic games, some of them, but it's time I get to spend with Leo, and it's good.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let's get straight stuck into the news.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message. Here is the fucking news.
I hit two buttons instead of one. I don't know, I'm really sorry about that. I didn't mean to offend anybody. Okay. So, the news is interesting at the moment. This week, the news seems to be constantly. Sorry, my templates have seemed to have went a bit awry. Oh well, the Starfield seems to be the only thing that seems to be in the news this week, apart from Violation closing down and some other very, very minor stuff. And from what I can see, I mean, I was looking through news stories today, and everything, like 50 in a row, Starfield, how to do this, how to do that. But it seems to be social media, that joyous, wonderful place, entitled Knobs, with little willies, they desire dogs. And they're complaining massively that in the character creation they can't adjust their slong, and they are saying that this is the worst game ever because there's no dogs in it. Which is just seriously, send these people to war.
No, I agree with them. I'm not playing this game ever now.
No dogs in it. There are some video game voice actors, they may go on strike as the union authorises a vote. The news comes ahead of an upcoming meeting between the union and multiple game companies. So they're complaining here about they're not being fully compensated, and this crush thing is seemingly, they're trying to wipe it out now, where people had to crush, or what did they call it, cram? Crush, sweat it out
towards the end
of a game. And a lot of these companies like Activision and EA, Epic, Insomniac, Take-Two, a lot of these guys have signed up with this here. And there may be a strike from voice actors from there as well. So which probably rolls into the whole movie actors thing, that they're not being properly compensated. So... in essence, this just means that games will eventually become more expensive for us. So that's just going to be the way of it, really. That's about all you can say about that one, I suppose. The main thing in the news then is Starfield. Everybody's talking Starfield. This is Starfield, everything. So I feel sorry for the guys that have to do the wikis. So can you imagine, you know, they're being crunching when this, they maybe got a, what, a day or 2 days, and they must do 24-hour sessions. They must team up with a couple of people and do it. And imagine not just only playing the game, but playing the game and recording it, and how to get the extra armor for your ship or the legendary and all of those bits and pieces. The pressure that those guys get under, are it's absolutely nutty. It's just, mm-hmm. just crazy. Am I tempted with Starfield? I've been looking at a lot of the WhatsApp chat today. Very, very interesting. Lots and lots of messages about Starfield, saying that it's very like a mix with like Skyrim and Fallout.
Yep.
And really? There are a few little issues over you're in space and some of there's no VATs as such, and it's a bit hard to line up your gun or find how to activate your gun, and there isn't a real easy tutorial. It throws an awful lot of stuff at you very, very quickly. Let's say Witcher. Let's say a lot of these big games would be like that at the beginning. It's very like it can be very confusing, but I'm quite sure. I think that's if it's out of 100, there's 10% is that, and 90% is wow, this is probably the best game. I think Matt in the WhatsApp chat today, Matt Nation, said I think this is probably the best game I've ever played. So like wow,
that's a big statement,
isn't it?
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to hear what everybody's reactions. Are you guys out there in listening land playing Starfield? Let us know. What do you think of it? Are you getting on with it? Is it the best thing since sliced bread? And when Greg finishes his journey, I am quite sure that he'll be getting stuck in, and Mark will probably buy another copy so we can play it downstairs as well. Oh, okay. One last little piece here. Forza Motorsport, another car racing thing. The Turn 10 Studios revealed that Forza Motorsport will debut on the 10th of October for Xbox Series X and S and the PC during the Xbox Game Showcase. So there's a showcase coming up. And the game will be accessible on Xbox Game Pass from the start. But PC users can purchase it through Steam. So I'm wondering, because I've bought every Forza Motorsport, the Deluxe Edition, and again, for me now, it'll be a PC play for me, so I can tie it in with a rig. But I need to look to see, does it come with the Xbox Game Pass, whatever it's called now, that, you know, like I get it free with Xbox, does it also come free on the PC? But maybe this is just referencing people that don't have that Xbox Game Pass type thing that they can buy it on Steam.
Could be.
So that'll be interesting. It's coming. Greg popped up a photograph of a wheel set up for it.
Yep.
Do you know what? I'm looking forward to it, but I still can't see my loyalty coming away from the more advanced semi. I don't want to split my audience. I mean, I'm quite sure if I did this, I'll get lots and lots more views and stuff, because the couple of videos that I've done on Forza have been my most viewed videos, tens of thousands of views, which is kind of nutty.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I just can't keep doing what I'm doing. Dan saying he hasn't played enough of it of Starfield to comment yet. It should be free with Ultimate. Okay, that's good. So that's great. So I'm not going to buy the ultimate motorsport package. At the beginning, I will drive it, but you never know. It might be absolutely fab. It's going to be arcadey, and I'm not sure. We'll see. Okay, video game releases. Kim, what have we got to release?
Alrighty, your new releases for September 1st through the 9th are 30XX, that is. For the Switch on September 1st. So, good luck with that. Chance of Sinnar for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Strangely, no current gen, but okay. On September 5th. Rune Factory 3 Special for the Switch on September 5th. Baldur's Gate 3 for the PlayStation 5 on September 6th. I thought about buying it for the PlayStation, but I think I'll wait for it to come out on Xbox. Starfield out for the Xbox and PC on September 6th. Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis for iOS and Android on September 7th. Rugby 24 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC on September 7th. Fae Farm for the Switch and PC on September 8th. And NBA 2K24 for the PS4, Xbox Series X and S, PS5, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on September 8th.
There you go.
Releases.
There you go. 1st to the 9th of September. Do you partake in the play dates, Kim?
Occasionally, yes. Yes, I do.
And on a Wednesday night, you play Halo or Modern Warfare 2? Do you do that?
I do indeed. Occasionally, yeah.
Very good. That's good. Well, that will be continuing on, I'm sure, this Wednesday again. And right. That'll be Halo or Modern Warfare 2. They have good fun. That's starting at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock UK time for about an hour. And Greg and Mark and Kim and lots of people drop in and out of that. And then on Thursday night, I will be at ACC and Nürburgring. Join the Bongo Racing Discord for all the details. It is the 45-minute Das 45 ist mir Wurst. This is what this race is called, which is this 45 is sausage to me. There. So go into Bongo's Bits on the Discord for the servers. And then Friday night's PUBG and whatever takes our fancy from 8 o'clock UK time, and at least an hour on that. That's beers and queers and people in bunny suits and stuff like that there. So that's that. Okay, well, we've done an hour. That's been nice. Email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. I know there's an issue with the email. Still working my way through it. Tweet us at @oc_podcast. And the Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. You can find us there and leave comments and chats and what you think of Starfield. That would be lovely. And let's go home. Pete, and your fungus.
Oh. I'm just going to shout out Mike. Good. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
I know we said it earlier. I know people are gonna probably like, they're not boxing fans, are they? But there's a bit of controversy about Chris Eubank winning the bout that he did on Saturday night. But do you know what? Fair play to him.
Where's the controversy?
Nobody likes the Eubanks today.
Oh, fine. I think it's quite good. I like with Eubanks. I think it's quite
two, they reckon that Smith had an ankle injury, and you know, people just play on that, don't they? It's just like at the end of the day, he went out there, he won the scrap, he was the contender that lost in the first fight. So there's easily going to be a trillion years of this. So
do you know what?
Millions of pounds
in the late 80s, early 90s, Quiff Eubanks and we're going to Adam Airy. What was your big man that had some issues? The other big heavyweight boxer, and Mike Tyson, and you know those. I remember those were events that pre-internet, really, you know, in the pub like, with your mates, you know, a Saturday night, and everybody was cheering, and that was friggin' awesome. And maybe those characters are still there, and I just don't follow it. But those larger than life characters in boxing aren't there. So the Eubank family to me are royalty.
Well, do you know Prince Nassim Hammy?
Yes, of course, him as well. He came after.
His son's fighting there. So his son made a, I think he made a debut a couple of weeks ago and absolutely floored the guy in, I think it was a round or two, but yeah, absolutely floored him.
And didn't Quith Eubanks, did one of his sons die recently as well? Did he?
That's
quite recent.
I think it was a couple of years ago.
It was a couple of years. I'm getting old.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, happy birthday, Mike, and well done, Quith Eubanks, Dunya. Does he have a lisp?
No, not really.
Does he dress like his dad? Yes. Always tailored, you know, the perfect suit and everything. It was all.
I would say suits, but very, very neat.
He doesn't wear jodhpurs and riding gear at interviews and stuff.
Eccentric clothing. Okay. But yeah, very smart, very good. But anyway.
Very good. Kim.
Kim.
Alrighty. I'm going to shout out our shatters. We've had a few in there today, which is nice. So we've had Hardly Dan, we've had Boomer, and we've had Lord in there.
Lovely.
So.
Hiya, Lord. How are you doing, lad? Okay, fantastic.
So, So thank you guys for stopping by and keeping the chat going. It's been nice. And I've come up with a new OnlyFans repeat. I think you should go by Cockcage Pete on OnlyFans. So anyway,
oh, good
just
one,
an idea.
Man. Yeah, narrow boat Cockcage Pete.
It
may not have length, but it has girth.
Maybe I should add another room onto the boat, just a small chamber.
The cage chamber.
Cage fighting. Oh dear.
But anyway, yeah. Hope everybody has a good week.
Oh, there's a good idea for an animated series. Cage fighting. Two little.
Hey, speak for yourself.
Oh, very good.
Anyway, over to you, Robin.
Okay, well, one final plug for me. Bongosbits.com is alive again, and I am building a parallel site, because Discord is this place with loads of information, but it feels like it's old news groups from way back, and information can get lost. So the Bongosbits website is up and live now, and on it we'll have... well, at the moment there are some reports from last night's race and this week's race, so some news reports. The results will go there, but eventually there will be a lot of the videos, like the four tips to make you go faster video, which was out a week or two ago. There's some of those tents and tips, and there'll be championship stuff, and there's a central point for, and a calendar for all the events that are coming up and stuff like that there, so a central point for that. So go to bongosbits.com to view that, and please drop in when I'm live streaming. That would be lovely. Okay, Greg will be back, I believe, next week. It is a holiday weekend there. It's Labor Day tomorrow, is I'm correct to say that? So you guys are off tomorrow, I hope Greg's doing a very, very long journey today. A lot of driving, so stay safe, Greg. Oh, by the way, he did find a new arcade machine for us. It's an NFL machine. He quoted me on Twitter that it wasn't Crazy Rich Asians, but the next time he's in the casino, he's going to track this one down. I've fallen into a rabbit hole of watching guys in casinos playing flipping slot machines now.
Oh, dear.
But it's crazy. These guys, Pete, you wouldn't believe it. These guys going in and doing, you know, sticking $5,000 in and doing $150 per spin. Ba-ding, 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 $1,000 gone. Ba-ding, 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 $1,000 gone. Ba-ding, ba-ding, $110,000. Ba-ding, ba-ding. It's terrifying. Wow. It is terrifying.
And this is in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, yeah. There's guys that are professional. They do this on their thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers on YouTube. And this is what they do, seem to be for a living, like full-time gamblers on these machines.
So the sectioned off areas where we didn't really get into, because they were
out and about. They're out and about. Remember the one, the buffaloes?
Yes.
You know, playing it and winning, you know, the highest multiplier and all of that sort of stuff. And just sitting going, wow, my goodness. Anyway, so that's it. That's for the show. Greg will be back next week. We'll all be back next week. And thanks very much for watching and listening. The audio version will come out at some stage tomorrow. I have to go to Dublin tomorrow, but it will be out at some stage tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. And say have a safe and wonderful gaming week. And we'll see you next time. So thank you very much for watching. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.